This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From beautiful Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Happy Independence Day holiday weekend. Is this a holiday? Is this technically the long holiday? Is it all just yesterday?
Yesterday was the holiday, but this is the holiday weekend.
Holiday observed. You know, that's what they put on the calendars. Holiday parentheses observed.
What does that mean exactly? Holiday observed today.
Take the day off. Well, not we, but other people take the day off. Some people.
Okay. Like it's sort of the, you know, the banks are closed and that whole thing?
The missus is off today from the VA, but she took it off.
Is that right?
Yep.
So, yeah, the VA, they don't ever close.
No. Nope.
Can't close. Yeah. Anyway, kind of a holiday, but certainly the holiday weekend. A lot of folks taking off. And I have a story about the return from Norway, I want to share with you today on the program. Okay. We'll do a little story topper. If you can top my story. You ever played story topper? You know, where you're sitting around telling stories and somebody tells a story and then somebody else says, oh, well, if that, you can't believe what happened to me. So we'll do a little story topper today. You tell us your stories. Best story wins a My Pillow today. On what's on your mind. How about that? We're going to have us a little holiday on what's on your mind. A little holiday fun. Holiday weekend fun. The other question I have for you concerns Donald Trump's speech yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. It was billed as a salute to America. Do you remember when this idea first came up? He was the guest of some foreign leader. And they had a military parade. And he made the comment, you know, we haven't had one of these in the United States for a long time. I think the last was, the last one, like, that most resembled some of the foreign parades was FDR. But there was one after Desert Storm that was a parade. Anyway, so he mentions this, right? And his critics go wild. They lose their marbles. They foam at the mouth. They really kind of freak out. And continue to freak out. And continue to freak out right up until the moment he gave the speech yesterday. But guess what? There was nothing to freak out about. So here's my question for you. Do you think Donald Trump is trolling his opponents? I mean, think about this. If you watch the Trump-hating media, if you listen to Trump-hating individuals, and they're talking about, oh, that speech is all about Trump, and it's just about him, and, you know, how dumb, and they got tanks there, and, you know, and then the speech is literally a branch-by-branch salute. To the armed forces. I mean, a thing of total beauty. In saluting America and saluting our troops. Who looks dumb now? I don't know. I think he could be trolling them. What does trolling mean? Todd, Kevin, can you guys explain trolling for anybody that doesn't know?
Well, hovering, just kind of eyeball and see what
stalking,
everybody else is
maybe.
Doing. Stalking lately. Social media, though, trolls. You know, they'll sweep in on a page, make a comment, and leave.
Okay, so maybe I'm using this incorrectly. By trolling, I'm saying he's sucking his opponents in. You know, he's getting them to say a bunch of stupid stuff, and in
rope-a-dope.
The end, they look like idiots.
Yeah, giving them the rope-a-dope.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think so. And I think no doubt he says, you know what'll drive him crazy? Let's do this. You know, from that motivation point, let's have a huge parade. They'll lose their minds. And they did.
And if we've been dropped on our head somewhere along the way and have no idea what we're talking about, then you could also inform us what is most offensive about what Trump did yesterday. Was he a little too over the top about the Marines? Say too many nice things about the Army? Didn't like those flyovers? I don't know. Tell me. Here's how we can have this conversation. You call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to play excerpts of the speech, too. We also have a conversation later in the program with an expert at the Workplace Policy Institute, the former administrator of the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor. There are some discussions within the Democratic Party circles of raising the minimum wage. How do you help people? You help people by raising the minimum wage. Really? Does that really help them? We're going to actually dig into some data on that front today and talk a little bit about it. So, anyway, you give us a call and tell us what's on your mind today. A lot of time to find out what's on your mind. Anything goes. You got a story for us? Go. Okay, but here's my story related to the travel yesterday. Okay, first of all, we leave Oslo, Norway yesterday about 10 a.m., right? Yeah, actually, we're supposed to be at the airport by 10 for a noon flight. We get there, we find out the flight isn't actually at noon. It's at 2. So that's always nice when you are told your flight's at noon and you're actually 2 hours early when you already got to be 2 hours early. So we're 4 hours early for our flight. Okay, wait. Get on a plane, go from Oslo, Norway to Amsterdam. Now, Amsterdam is a place where you've got to show your passport so they, you know, kind of check you are who you say you are. And then once you go through a passport line, then you go off into the airport and find your regular flight. And we only had an hour for that, but we made it. So all these people in Amsterdam going through passport control relatively quick. We roll through. We get through there. Now we're on a plane to Oslo, Norway. This is at now 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, not to Oslo. We did Oslo to Amsterdam. Now we're doing Amsterdam to Minneapolis. This is now 5 o'clock in the evening in Oslo, Norway, which would be like 11 o'clock p.m. in Minneapolis, right? 11 p.m. 11 a.m. Yeah, so get a load of this. Here's to have a little fun with the time change. We leave Oslo at 5 p.m. We arrive in Minneapolis at 7 p.m. Kevin, do you think it takes more than 2 hours to get from Oslo, Norway to, I keep saying Oslo, Amsterdam to
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis, think it takes more than 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Not on the clock, but
right.
In real time,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So you leave at 5 p.m., but you get in at 7 p.m., but you gained a bunch of time from the time change. We now get to Minneapolis with an hour and a half layover to get on a flight to Fargo. Okay? Get off the plane. As luck would have it, two international flights are dumping into the passport area where you've got to go through customs and basically go up to this kiosk and punch up what you've done, what you bought, whatever. Get that, take your passport, go up to the thing. It is really slow, and people are freaking out because they're like, I've got to catch a plane, and this is going super slow. They know. Okay, they've got all that down. Yeah, we know, no. Your connecting flight knows you're here late. They know it's, you know, don't worry about it. They're telling everybody this over and over and over again. Don't worry. Okay. Get through that, which was long. Like an hour. I want to say an hour. It took us an hour. So now we chewed up an hour of our hour and a half layover. Okay. You got to get your luggage again. You got to recheck your luggage. You got to go through security again. So that takes another half hour. Now we've chewed up our entire 90 minutes. We are at security, which is going very slow. My wife is getting the pat down, you know, as luck would have it. But our daughter, our youngest daughter, Haley, is along, and Haley is 16. I tell her, just go to the gate and just tell them we're coming. We're a minute behind you. We'll throw our shoes on, get our stuff together. Get rolling on here through security, okay? So she goes rolling to the gate at Delta, trip to Fargo, says, Mom and Dad are a minute behind me. The gate agent says, get on the plane. She gets on the plane, and they close the door behind her.
And she probably didn't know any better.
Well, she's like, they told me to get on the plane.
I got on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Told me, and they had told them that I was behind. So we get there, like, okay, what's the deal? I had to go. Where's our daughter? We put her on the plane. You put our daughter on the plane, but not us. Sorry.
Wow.
The guy's a total jerk.
Wow.
Total jerk. You know, and we're like, you can do that? She's a minor. How old is she? So we didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't even ask, huh?
No. So now we're like, what are we going to do now? Well, go talk to the, you know, the special, you know, folks over here. So you go over to the rebooking area. Okay, we'll take the next flight to Fargo. Oh, that'd be tomorrow morning.
That's nightmarish. That's what?
8 o'clock at night. We're supposed to get on a plane.
Worst case. Wow.
So we're like, well, okay, she's there and we're here. Oh, what are we going to do now? So we end up taking a flight to Grand Forks. But didn't leave until 10:30 p.m. So we had to fly to Grand Forks, get in at 11:45 p.m., then get a taxi to get a car to get a, you know, drive home, and, yeah, head on the pillow about 2:15 a.m. Top that story, I'm telling you right now. Have you got a worse travel nightmare? But
I had nothing even close.
But Norway was fun. That part was good. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Top the story. Get a free MyPillow.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your mind brought to you in part by Pipers. Pipers.com, great resource for auctions, real estate, land management. They've got it all. And of course, land auctions, probably what they're known for most. But I'll tell you what, they're bringing big prices for machinery auctions too. Come on up here July 17th. There's a real estate auction in Twin Valley, Minnesota. July 18th, the Auction Center of North America in Steele has got their summer machinery auction. You can see the equipment loaded up right there. So we'll find out about more of those. Call 877-700-4099 for a catalog. More details, or go to Pifers.com, Pifers.com. Bob in Bismarck is going to take a shot at being a story topper here with me on the program today. See if you can top my wild travel day yesterday returning from Norway. Hello, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Bob Weeple. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Well, so we were coming back from Normandy. We had, you know, President Trump appointed me to the American Battle Monuments Commission, and we went over for that fancy thing in Normandy, which was really incredible. But they told me when I joined the American Battle Monuments Commission, every time I traveled with the government, I had to get a government passport, which is different. So there's you got a passport that's like green. They issued me this brown passport for government, and apparently there's another passport called a diplomatic passport. I've never traveled on this before, so I come into Minneapolis like you did. And unfortunately, what's happening at this time, there's three international flights coming in about the same time. So I go through the kiosk. It's not bad. But because I'm using this government passport and I've traveled a lot, it didn't recognize some of the data in there, so to put a big X to it. So I see this lady up front, and she says, you have to stand in this little line over here. Well, you know, I don't want to make a fuss, so I went and stood in the line. And I'm there for about a half an hour. Finally, Susan says, you know, this is stupid, Bob. We're in the line of foreign nationals. I went to ask him, no, she said, get in that line. I said, I got a U.S. government passport. No, she said, get in that line. So finally, Susan went and talked to the supervisor, and the supervisor said, no, this is a government passport. It's a government passport. You're entitled to be in the American line. So I got over there, and I went through, and I didn't miss my flight or anything because I had 4 hours, but I really felt sorry for all the foreign nationals. There was two people running them through passport control. And there must have been 300, 400 people in line. I think it took those people 2-3 hours to get through customs. And it's really an embarrassment to our country that it takes that long for people to come into our country. I mean, because they can go down to Mexico and just cross the border and walk in. What the hell?
See, I thought maybe it was a holiday thing yesterday. They told us that if you do, it's a holiday. Well, yeah, I realize it's a holiday, but you still have planes coming in. You know when they're coming in. You know how many people are going to be on them. So, you know, properly staffing.
Yeah, absolutely. They know these three flights come in every day, and there's no reason why they can't, for that period of time, have more customs agents on duty so they can expedite people going through through these lines. It's ridiculous.
Did you make your flight, your connecting flight?
Oh, yeah, because we had about 4 hours there, so no problem.
That's good.
It was a little frustrating. It was frustrating for me, but I was really more embarrassed for our country. That these foreign nationals traveling over for a good time all have valid passports from their country. Man, it was I had to take most of these people 2 or 3 hours to get through that line.
Yeah, you love that. You love that. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it very much. Good to talk to you. David in Wimbledon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Just going to give a disclaimer first because it was 6 years ago and I may not remember all the details accurately, but just recalling from memory, we took a family trip. We took all the entire family. I think there was somewhere around 18 of us. We went down to Mexico, to Mazatlan, celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary, had a wonderful time. We came back, and I wanted to say that we landed in Houston, Texas, if I recall correctly. My daughter is 30-some years old, and she's in a wheelchair. They thoroughly inspected that chair. And between customs and the airport security, they held us up until we ended up missing our flight. We got to the terminal, and they told us the doors were closed, you can't get in, blah, blah, blah. The plane is still sitting there. We could see it. So there we were. We were stuck. Well, then they brought in a representative out, and she was furious. She says, that's just insane that they'd leave 18 people sit here when the plane was still there, you know. They knew you were coming because they'd been told. So anyway, we were stuck, and they put us up overnight in a motel in town, carried us back out the airport the next day with a flight, and The only person who couldn't tolerate that was our son-in-law, who had to be at work the next day. And we had to find another flight for him to get out on, which they wouldn't reimburse us for, but we had to cough that up on our own. So all said and done, we finally arrived a day late back from our vacation. So that's our story.
That is the worst, isn't it? You know, my other favorite is, you know, this idea that, you know, Bob was saying it too. One person tells you one thing, another person tells you another thing, and then it ends up costing you. And there's no consequence on their end. In the case of the overnight stay that you got, that's what they should do. That's a mess up. Delta yesterday, well, it was customs that really slowed you up the most, so we can't do anything about customs being slow. So they've all got excuses.
Well, in our case, we had just the opposite happen this time, this summer. I mean, we just got back from Cabo, New Mexico, on another family outing. And this time, the wheelchair, the services were just amazing. When we hit, this time it was Dallas, we hit Dallas. They had a gentleman there that took us under his wing and walked us through the whole shooting match. Just unbelievable service. Helped us carry bags, everything, you know.
Well, at least you saw it the way it's supposed to be. That's
yeah, we hit Fargo, and we had the same treatment. One of the baggage handlers brought our electric chair up, wheelchair, and he carried bags for us, helped us get to the all the way to the door. So, even helped load the luggage into our car. So,
love it. Thank you, David. Appreciate you sharing the story. Thanks a bunch, Danny in Pelican Lake. Go ahead, Danny.
Okay, here is my story. Many moons ago, I went to my estate. I had to take a bus to Omaha. I had to get on the bus at 3:00 in the morning to take the 7:00 flight out of Omaha to Fargo. And when the bus driver took my suitcase, I said something about don't put it underneath because I'm just going to Omaha, which they usually wouldn't put it underneath. They put it somewhere else. And, so, I get to Omaha and no suitcase. The bus, I inquired, and the bus had gone off to the garage. So I, being naive and 19, think that, oh, the bus company will bring my suitcase to the airport. It doesn't. And so the next thing I know, I'm looking for a magazine to read at 5:00 in the morning, and this nice young man comes up, and he starts looking at the magazines, too. And we do some small talk, and then he said, let's go. And I said, where are we going? And he goes, well, what are you doing in the airport at 5:30 in the morning? Oh, it's still, I'm sorry, the music.
That's all right. Hang on a second. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Then you can tell us the rest of the story. Hang on. And Stephen in Devil's Lake, first-time caller with a travel story, too. Story topper. That's what we're doing. We're playing a little story topper today. Top my travel nightmare from yesterday. I've got a good story now anyway. More coming up. Plus a recap of Trump's speech yesterday. Stay tuned.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Burnelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for June indicates job creation has rebounded since the previous month. The report just released by the Labor Department shows the economy adding about 224,000 jobs in June, bouncing back from May's 75,000 jobs created. Also, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% in June after holding steady at 3.6% for several months. In Southern California, a magnitude 5.4 aftershock striking just after 4 a.m. today near Ridgecrest after yesterday's 6.4 magnitude quake. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
We have about an 80% chance of at least one magnitude 5 and about a 9% chance that something larger than 6.4 could occur over the next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm tapping my toe, I'll say that. I wouldn't.
I thought you were just kind of singing along to yourself there. Westbound and down, going back home from Norway.
Oh, goodness sakes. Anyway, we're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the Energy of North Dakota. That's right, the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about what that means. It means a lot. It means communities becoming transformed. Great places to live. Great place to work. That's what it means. What else does it mean? It means innovations and technologies and energy responsibly produced here, translated to worldwide economic stability. A sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. And it's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, back on What's On Your Mind. We have a recap of President Trump's speech for you before we're done today. Unless you're a HuffPost, it was very well received. Here's the Huffington Post headline. President, whose bone spurs, in quote, kept him out of war, finally gets his tank-adorned celebration.
Oh, all right. God.
I know. They just can't help themselves.
That's just so weak.
And then they called a tepid turnout. Yeah, I didn't notice much of a tepid turnout. I don't know where else you would have stood if you'd been there, because up and down the mall, you know, not to mention it was pouring rain, but that's just sort of what they do. Anyway, more on that coming up in a little bit. In the meantime, it's travel story topper time. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny in Pelican Lake. Okay, so Danny, pick up where we left off on your story.
Okay, so this guy that tried to pick me up and take me somewhere, and of course, being naive and 19, I didn't know what he was talking about. But all I wished for was that my daddy were there, because he would have knocked him down. Anyway, so I wait for my suitcase, and in the meantime, I see my airplane take off and go to Fargo. Well, the next plane is at 7 o'clock that night. So I get on the plane at 7 o'clock. I get back to Fargo, go to Morehead State, go upstairs to my dorm room, and all of my things are thrown out and on the floor. And I'm going like, what? and I found out that I had not paid for my dorm room, the deposit. And the reason I hadn't paid was that the state of Minnesota, where I'd worked all summer, had not paid me so I could make the deposit. And to top it all off, I got a roommate that was just horrid. I mean, I didn't get the one I was supposed to get. I got one that was just horrid. And when all my stuff was thrown out in the hall, some things were broken, and my iron was stolen. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And the president was absolutely awesome last night.
Pretty darn cool, isn't it?
I think his speech should be played at the beginning of every history teacher's year and at the end again. And, I mean, it was so awesome. It covered everything, and it was non-political. So, anyway, that's my story, Scott. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Danny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I'm feeling your pain. To come home to that would be a bit of a mess. Stephen in Devil's Lake, a first-time caller that has a story for us. Go ahead, Stephen.
Good morning. You got wrong information. I'm huffing and puffing. The first time I called today. But
I got a
story topper for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember me. I was pulling an anhydrous tank from Fortuna, North Dakota to Westby. Late spring, they were still seeding. I heard a bang, and I thought, I blew a tire. Look to the left, they're both up. Look to the right, in the ditch at eye level, is my right rear tire, wheel, hub, assembly, and spindle, followed by the pickup that ripped it off. He blew his rad on the intersection culvert, spun up on the road, and I thought, okay, he's got tie rod problems, he's going to check on me. Nope, went away. He was drunk. I had no cell service, and nobody was hearing me in Fortuna on the radio, so I just started saying, Mayday, 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 figuring somebody's got a scanner. Manager from Westby colorfully asked why I said that. I told him, I'm fine, the tank is not leaking, and the drunk who hit me is gone. But Friday night, we were told it would be a slow Saturday morning, so if I hear that, I'll take the day off. And before I told my parents, everybody at the Divide County Fair knew what had happened. Because the coffee crowd came back from Westby to Fortuna, and, it spread like wildfire before social media.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, exactly right. Well, I appreciate
it. I'm going to Fargo today, and I forgot my pillow in my apartment. You got a spare laying around?
You forgot your my pillow in where? Your apartment?
In my
Normally, you would travel with your pillow, you're saying.
Yes, I forgot it, so that's why I was hoping you had a spare laying around for a story topper.
Spare. You get it? Yeah, because your other tire was ripped off.
I'm trying to jack a tank up on a busy highway with no shoulder. When we pulled it back, if you went over 6 miles an hour, it started hopping, so the manager said, you've had enough fun today, drag my pickup. He bounced the trailer back to Fortuna.
Well, it's a pretty good story. Keep listening, Stephen. We'll see if it's the winner this hour, okay? Keep listening.
I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Dick in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Vic. Victor.
Oh, hey, Vic. Go ahead.
Yeah, years ago I was flying from Detroit to Lexington, Kentucky. It was interesting that it was a kind of a new airplane. It was a propeller plane. It had all leather seats. I remember that. But there was only two people on the plane, me and one other woman. They made us move because we were sitting in the back of the plane. We had to move because we had to make the balance right on the airplane. Anyway, we landed in Lexington, Kentucky. And when we landed, the pilot stopped the airplane. They said, we have to wait a minute. There seems to be some debris in the air on the taxiway. So we sat there for a minute, and then all of a sudden he shut down the propellers. And then we heard a big bang. We felt the airplane move. Here it turned out a guy was trying to commit suicide. It crashed a chain link fence. The cops were chasing him, and he ran straight into the propeller. He all that happened to him was a propeller hooked his steering wheel, went through the windshield, hooked his steering wheel, and he broke a finger. Of course, we got delayed pretty bad. It was late at night, about after 10. And they said it did over $250,000 damage to the airplane. So that's my story.
Wow. Unbelievable. Kind of a sad one, too, with the element of how the accident happened, what he was trying to do. Tough deal. Wow. Thanks, Dick. Yeah. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for calling. 800-228-0550. Hilarious and sort of painful, all in one, with these travel topper stories. Todd hasn't even said his yet. Can you imagine? Ray, on the road, you're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Can't complain. It's beautiful out here. One of them days you enjoy being out on the road. Yeah, here about, I guess, 10, 12 years ago, I was going with a church group down to Mexico. And we got to the Minneapolis airport from Minot, and this big blizzard set in. And they kept delaying, delaying, delaying. Anyway, we were there 78 hours. And some of the people that was with us sang, and one of them actually played the clarinet. And you should have heard the music and stuff that those girls were playing and singing. They actually brought a TV station in from Minneapolis, and we actually made the local TV down there because of it. But we were stuck there for 78 hours, and it was an interesting time. It was one of my better stories. Air travel.
Yeah, they're never you know, good like that. They're always very frustrating. That's a long time to be stuck. My gosh. They just what was the reaction like when they would sing?
It got really quiet in the place. It was just amazing how quiet it got. People stopped to listen. I mean, the whole corridor where we was at just got really quiet. People stopped and it kept the mood really mellow, and those girls must have played for an hour and a half, I bet, straight. And then they took a break, and then they would play shorter intervals after that. But it was pretty neat. Not to change the subject, but this morning I was watching the Weather Channel before I hit the road, and you know the weather in Washington was kind of bad yesterday for what Trump wanted to do. You know, to salute the armed forces and stuff. You could see all the rain and stuff. But the Weather Channel talked about the weather not being so good, and they showed Big Bird, of all things. I was just amazed that they put Big Bird on instead of showing a picture of Trump standing there with the rain and the glass, you know, that was in front of him. Just amazing how politically motivated these people are. Anyway, so those are my stories. You have a great day.
Now, tell me, though, Ray, when you say Big Bird, are you talking about the character from Sesame Street was there or something?
Yep. Yep, and that's who they put on instead of Trump.
Is that right? Because they also had a balloon, a little mini version of what you see in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade of Trump. It's one that first debuted over in Europe, I guess. And they call it Baby Trump. He's got a pair of diapers on. And there was more reporting on that leading up to the event, that that was going to be there. I even saw news organizations that had multiple photos of that in the preparation rather than the tanks or, you know, Lincoln Memorial and the scene and everything else. So pretty typical of how they go about it.
I did not see that, Scott, but just the showing of Big Bird instead of Trump. I mean, It was just sad. That's all I can say. It made me feel sad that they had to be politically motivated.
Are you going through Fargo or Grand Forks on your travels today?
No, I'm headed down to Dickinson. I was up in Tioga. I'm on 1804 right now.
All right. Well, I meant Bismarck, Fargo or Bismarck. But we got a My Pillow for you, Ray, so hang on a second here. We'll talk to you
after the break. Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds.
It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hammond, back from Norway, behind the microphone on North Dakota soil. Yes, love it, love it, love it. And glad to be here. We're brought to you today by MyPillow, where they have the best deal ever offered on radio or TV going right now. I'm not just saying that. It's the real deal. Best deal ever. So, going to a wedding soon. Send kids off to college soon. Just want to get one yourself. Whatever the occasion, now's the time to do it. And remember, MyPillow, besides being a great gift, is a technological marvel. This interlocking fill adjusts to you. There are several fill levels, so you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. But it's customized to fit you. And it's made in the USA, right in Minnesota.
10-year warranty on this, 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, two MyPillow Premium, $69.98. That's right now, one but two, and these are the premiums. Just call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Rochelle in West Fargo has a travel story for us. Hello, Rochelle. What's on your mind?
Hi. I like my pillow, too. They're wonderful. My story is back when I was 17 years old in 1976. We went to Israel. Loved it. The trip was amazing. And everywhere we went, there was security. And so my folks were a little bit older, and they were scared that it was their first time going abroad. And so everywhere they went, they were hanging on to us kids for dear life. And we made it through the trip to Israel, came back, and I was actually driving and going into the Canadian customs. And we had bought so many souvenirs, we looked like we were immigrating to Canada. We got at the border, and the people ahead of us, and of course, they're schooling their 17-year-old daughter on, you know, what not to say and how to handle myself and all of that. And we got there, and the guy that was ahead of us, they were searching his car from top to bottom. Everywhere, looking in, took his stuff out of the trunk, all over. And my mom and dad are having a heart attack, and they are just trying to tell me what to do and whatever. And we're thinking, if they did that to him with his couple suitcases, what are they going to do to us? And so finally, they put the guy's stuff in and let him go because they couldn't find anything. And we're just kind of breathing this, oh, no, here we go. And the guy waves me up, and I go up, and there's this mighty crash, and it sounds like the canopy has fallen on our head. And we're like, oh, no, what's happened? And he's flailing his arms, and here they left one of the guy ahead of us suitcase out, and I had ran over it.
Ah!
So they ended up, you know, pushing us back, and now we're really scared. Of course, they opened it up, and I think the agent was so flustered by all that happened, he waved us through, and we didn't have to do a thing. They never looked at anything. But it was kind of a crazy event.
You figured it out after all. You diverted them by running over the suitcase. That's beautiful.
And the guy, of course, then he's getting flailed back to come back and get a suitcase, and you see panic all over him because he thinks he's been caught for whatever he did or did not do. So it was quite the event.
You got waved through.
We got waved through, after all.
I just thought of this one, not to be a story topper, Rochelle, but my wife and I and our kids were headed to Winnipeg for a wedding about a month after our youngest daughter was born. So she didn't have any, you know, whatever, her papers or anything yet.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really honestly think much of it, but we get up there to the border, and before you know it, they have my wife in one room, me in another room, two of our kids in one room, and the baby in another. They've got us completely split up. They asked me a bunch of questions that they also asked her to make sure they matched. And we went through this incredible rigmarole before they finally, gave us the baby back. But it was, never been so scared in my life thinking, why are they doing this? What did I do that I don't know that I did? You know, that what possibly could be the reasoning for this? But I guess whenever you're traveling with a young baby, they take that rather seriously because of trafficking and other things. So,
right. My husband had the same thing. I wasn't with him. I was Canadian, and he didn't have me with, and they took him in and asked our daughter a bunch of questions, and yeah, it was kind of unsettling for sure.
And now we have the stories. See, so it's all worth it, even though at the time you just about want to pull
absolutely
your hair out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Rochelle. Appreciate it. Mike at Perham's got a story. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. When I was in high school, my mom and dad and I and my little sister, she was still in diapers. We went up through Canada. We had a great trip. And we went through Nova Scotia, had a good time. And on our way back to the States, we had to cross the border. Well, anyway, we had a travel trailer. And this border inspector... asked us if we had anything to declare, and we said no. And so he then proceeded to search our car and then search the travel trailer there. And he was really kind of nasty to my mom. And I know my mom real well. He searched that trailer, and we had a diaper pail there. And anyway, she had this quirky little smile on her face, and she looked at him and says, "You forgot to look in there." He popped the lid on that diaper pail, and it got him. He slammed that thing down. He walks out of there. You can go now. And my mom got back in the car, and I just cracked up laughing. That guy was such a jerk. If he'd been really nice, I don't think she would have done anything at all, but he was really nasty. So my mom nailed him to the wall.
Anytime there's a story.
Travel story.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Mike. Anytime there's a diaper pail in a story, you know it's going to be good. President Trump yesterday. Recap, methanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.